Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by a critically acclaimed local theatrical repertory company, Autocorrect Playgoose.
That's right, that's Playhouse, Autocorrect Playhouse.
Of course, that makes more sense. Yes. And with us here is Autocorrect's artistic director, Gorgeous Chart.
George Clark.
Apologies, Mr. Fine. Mr. Clark texted me all of his information.
And believe me, I'm a terrible texter, which gives our productions the distinct autocorrect voice. You see, Chris, some theaters do adaptations of texts. We do texts of adaptations.
You text each other entire scripts?
Indeed we do. And being classically trained actors, we then perform the text vitamin.
You surely mean verbatim.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I brought with me two of our finest autocorrect actors. This is Flake Hendert.
Frank Hendricks.
Right. And our leading lady, Bottle Store Flop.
Oh, that's my actual name.
It's true.
And I see from this text that you both have very impressive resumes. Yeah. Mr. Hendricks, you trained at something called El Cow?
No, Le Coq, France's finest school for theatrical movement.
Of course. I'm so sorry. And Ms. Dorflop?
Oh, please, call me Bottles.
Bottles, you also trained at Le Coq?
No, I actually did train at El Cow. It's a Mexican dairy farm.
Okay. And you're all here to present us with some short excerpts from recent autocorrect productions.
Yes, that's right, Chris. So without further ado, we bring you a scene from William Shakira Pretty's Rodeo and Julio.
Oh, Rodeo. Rodeo. Waterfront, art thou someone? Deny thyroid father and refuse thy name. Or if thou will not, be but down my life, and I'll no linger be a cap ulterior.
Shall I hear my grain, or shall I speak at his?
What's montage? It is not band, nor door, nor Anthony, nor fave. Not any other time belonging to a Mac. Rodeo, sog thy name, and for hat name, which is no boat of thee, take all my sketch. Oh, Rodeo.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Wow, Shakespeare really did reinvent language, didn't he?
Yes, he sure did, and the iPhone reinvented it. And next, we have a small taste of Autocorrect's sold-out 2016 production of A Streetcar Nomad Designer by Tennessee Silliest. Here we go.
Sheila, my baby doll has left me. Sheila! Sheila, sweetheart! Sheila!
Whoever you ate, I have a mesh depended on the kindling of stranglers.
Excellent.
That was as impenetrable as Rodeo and Julio.
Oh.
Bravissimo.
Chris, actually at our theater we say brain surgery.
Brain surgery.
Of course, brain surgery to your formidable actors.
Yeah, thank you. And finally, because we need to make rent for our downtown space, we would love to give you a little taste of our upcoming production, Glenharry Gown Ross, by contemporary master of dialogue, David Magnet.
They stole the contacts. Did they get my contacts?
They got...
Did they? Don't duckety-cluckety me heels. I'm talking about a quack and a cat like cat that you owe me.
They didn't get your contacts. Infield it before I left.
They didn't get my cataracts.
They scuba me.
Hey. Duckety-cluckety, cluck-cluck-cluck. Come on. I'm over the duckling pond and you owe me your capillaries. And I don't want any clucking shot and I don't five a shot. You owe me the cat.
Cluckety.
Duck.
Duckety-cluck.
You owe me a cat.
Meow.
And see. There we go.
So, I think I get it. That's a play about a duck who lost his cataracts and the chicken owes him a cat?
Uh-huh. That's real estate, baby.
Yeah, especially here in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. Go see Autocorrect's production of Glenharry Gown Ross, opening next week.
Yes, do make an evening of it, or take in a Sunday manatee.
Please.
And a huge brain surgery to the company members here from Autocorrect Playhouse.
Chris, a pheasant of ours to be here.
Yeah, indeed it was. Basra la vista, Bieber.
Autocorrect Playhouse. I'm sorry, autocorrect. Play Goose.